Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to get to the AI actress here in just a moment. I've had enough. But first, the days of pushing through an illness at work are over. As nearly a third of Americans say they would rather you not show up for work if you're feeling sick. That is according to a new survey of 2,000 people, so you know it's legit. Anything over 900 is considered legitimate, which examined approaches to cold and flu and the evolving etiquette around rest and recovery. 31% of Americans say there is no longer a badge of honor or admirable quality to people showing up to work sick, coughing, or, quote, powering through it. Just a quarter of Americans strongly believe it would impress bosses or superiors.
Okay. I hope that you're right. I feel like If they broke that down by demographic, are older workers or younger workers more likely to go into work sick?
Older.
I think so, too. Sam?
I can't remember the last time I took a sick day.
Nor can I.
I took one a couple of weeks ago.
Nor were.
So did you,
wow,
Scott.
Wow, you're trying to shame me? You're trying to guilt me into not getting everybody else around here sick?
No. Even today when I came out to say to Dan, I said, hey, can I borrow some of that? And he goes, are you sick? And
you did not come in sounding well today.
He literally just, you know, I get a cold and my cold goes into my throat. And I just said to Dan, I go, I'm a little under the weather, but not like I've got to stay home.
And Scott, I backed up quickly.
You took a sick day like 3 weeks ago.
Who did?
You. Remember, it was going to cost you 10 grand.
Heart attack.
He was.
Well.
He was.
Unremarkable.
All day. Was it happening all day? I mean.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Have you seen his bill?
Have you seen? I would have much rather come into work that day than get faced with a $10,000 bill.
Tell it to a judge.
There were some TPS reports you needed to fill out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Looks like my trip to South Carolina is not in peril. Imelda is heading offshore as of tomorrow morning.
I'm happy for you.
So Imelda will not be throwing any shoes.
No. And so we land at 2:00
Seriously?
In Greenville. Just on those, you just, Sam, it's been my history. You've just got to let it go.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
It's just a deep historical reference to Imelda Marcos and her shoe collection.
In the Philippines from 1989.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Deep historical. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, exactly. So it looks like we are going to make our trip.
Good.
I'm very excited.
I am happy for you.
I have dinner with all four of Joe's kids on Thursday night.
That makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Hug them for me. That's
I will.
So sweet.
Very
Good.
Much looking forward to
so
it.
So Dana, don't get sick.
I'm not. Well, what's interesting is I called Scott this morning. Well, it was 7:30.
It was 8.
He did not pick up my call. I was going to ask, what is the contingency plan in the event? Because you know how my voice gets, Sam. And so I'm going to line up some great interviews next couple days just to give the voice a break by Thursday or Friday, and we'll be good. We'll be good.
I'm not coming back.
I know you're not. Would I want you to come back.
I'm still sick. Call me. Sound like a man. And then we're off on Monday, so I'm not going to see you until Tuesday. Call them. All right.
Yep.
That's actually a voicemail that I received on my phone.
Good talk.
It's me.
Nothing makes you want to call somebody back like, it's me.
It's me.
And even, and I believe that you were sick that day and your voice was terrible. But even when you are sick, does everybody, when they leave a voicemail, feel like they have to leave the obligatory cough?
Yes.
After the first two words?
It did sound pretty forced.
Just to make sure you understand that I'm actually sick.
It's me.
Yep.
Sell it.
Call me back.
You know, Scott, was there ever a time way, way, way back when that I probably could have gone into work and didn't when I was like working overnights or I was working late nights? Probably there were one or two of those. Because of the bizarre nature of what it is that we do here, which can't even really be explained or quantified, I would never call in sick when I was not sick. When I'm not here, it's generally because I've slammed my hand in my door and suffered a traumatic injury.
Or golfing.
Or I am on vacation. Or I am legitimately without a voice.
Or it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. No. 75
and sunny.
No. Did you make me feel guilty?
Suntan lotion.
Clyde. Force is calling.
Stop it.
Visor freshly
visor
cut.
Visor on.
Stop it.
That smell of freshly cut grass in the air.
I think I'm having a heart attack, and your insurance company's like, nope, we do not find anything remarkable about that.
By the way, they did finally pay for it.
Finally?
Yes, thank God.
I was actually worried for you, because that was $10,000, and I know how you hate to part with money.
Mr. Parks, would you consider that myocardial infarction remarkable?
Very unremarkable.
Dan, listen, I get it, and I get the inside joke, and I know where everybody's going. My blood pressure was 185 over 117.
It was bad.
That's crazy.
I was having chest pain.
Oh, I know.
It was bad. Know.
And I'm thinking, no, that was serious.
And so what am I supposed to do? Not go to the doctor?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.